The pitch is looped towards shortstop. Petrocelli's back. He's got it. The Red Sox win. And it's pandemonium on the field.
Tomorrow at Fenway Park, the Boston Red Sox open a home series against the New York Yankees. It's the same team the Red Sox played on April 20th, 1912, when Fenway opened its doors for the first time, except that back then the Yankees were called the Highlanders. To honor that first game, both teams will wear their old-time 1912 uniforms when they meet tomorrow. WBUR is marking the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park with a series of stories this week about its key moments and the characters who played there. It's a series we're calling Fenway 100. This morning, WBUR's David Boeri helps us remember the impossible dream Red Sox team of 1967 as he visits with a guy who doesn't give a lot of interviews, former Red Sox pitching ace Jim Lonborg.
I'm sitting in a dentist's office in Hanover. Sox game is playing in the background, and in the foreground is 6'5", trim Jim Lonborg, who's just turned 70.
Between, what do you weigh now?
205.
So you're ready. You're still thin and in condition, looks like.
Yeah, I could go out and give you an inning, but I don't know that they could afford me.
He's the only dentist in America who's won the Cy Young Award. 45 years ago, he drilled, capped, and crowned the American League in one of the greatest years and the greatest moments in the history of Fenway Park.
Little soft pop-up. Petrocelli will take it. He does. The ball game is over. The Red Sox win it. And what a mob on this field. They're coming out of the stands from all over.
1967 shook the life back into the mausoleum that Fenway had become. The team and the city itself had gone to seed since the World Series in 1946. It was a country club that kept out blacks and Latinos, even as the team grew slow, porous in the field, and pitiful on the mound. Part of the change came in 1965 with a rookie pre-med from Stanford University in the Pacific Coast League.
When you walk down Brookline Avenue, you don't, as a kid from California, you don't see anything that looks like a ballpark. All you see is brick buildings.
On Yawkey Way, he entered under the sign that says Fenway, down into the dark.
You see these doorways that offer light, and I just went towards the light, got up through the ramp, and walked into the Green Monster. It was like one of those oh my God moments.
In 1966, the Sox finished in ninth place. But largely unnoticed as they played to empty stands was their strong winning record in the second half of the season. By 1967, they had a collection of talented black and Latino players. George Scott, Reggie Smith, Joe Foy, Jose Santiago, Jose Tardible, and Elston Howard. The music of the season comes back to me. With Carl Yastrzemski having one of the greatest seasons of all time, the Sox soared toward first place with a 10-game winning streak in July 1967. The Sox were high, and so too were their fans.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Jim Lonborg, mild-mannered, calm, gentleman Jim, a 500 pitcher before 1967, was on fire. He had learned the wisdom of the Green Monster from his pitching coach.
He said, that wall is going to help you over the course of your career here as much as it's going to hurt you.
There will be times when the wall will keep a line drive from becoming a home run, and times when the wind will blow a pop-up over the wall.
To me, put everything in perspective that the wall taketh away and the wall giveth back.
Lonborg's gift from God was a wicked sinker. It created a lot of ground balls, but when it didn't sink, it became a meatball. High above left fielder Carl Yastrzemski, the monster welcomed meatballs.
Sometimes the ball would be hit so hard that Carl would just drop his head. And we used to get on him and ask him to just please take a little run after it. Don't make it look so obvious that it was hit that far out of Fenway Park.
shouldering the biggest responsibility will be Jim Lonvoy. The towering 24-year-old 6-foot-5-inch hurler has been the stopper for the Red Sox all season.
At the start of the season, the odds against the Sox were 100-1. Now they were contending in the closest pennant race in history. Fenway was filling with fans once again. It was the summer of the impossible dream, the summer of love, and the summer when the smell of marijuana came to the center field bleachers. All you need is love,
love. Love is all you need. Jim Lonnberg leading things off for the Red Sox.
Sunday, October 1st, 1967, last day of the regular season. The Sox are tied for first with the Twins, but the Twins are beating them 2-0 in the seventh.
It was the biggest game of my life, and I was ready for it because I had something to prove.
And he busts one down to third baseline. They're going to have to hurry. Can Lonnberg get himself another base hit?
As Fenway went into a frenzy, the next two batters singled.
And would you believe the base is loaded, and who was the hitter? Carl Yastrzemski.
Who was playing in another universe that year and about to win the Triple Crown.
The fans are going wild. Yastrzemski base hit out into center field. That'll score 2 runs.
Lonnberg scored, then Jerry Adair. They scored 5 runs in all. And after fighting off trouble in the eighth, Lonnberg took the mound and the lead and what the future dentist called the control of his subconscious into the ninth.
Rich Rollins is going to bat now. Rich Rollins. The last hope for the Twins.
Jim Lonnberg won 22 games in the regular season. He'd pitch a one-hitter and then a three-hitter in the World Series against the Cardinals. He'd pitch in the seventh game on 2 days' rest. But October 1st, 1967...
Historically, it was my finest hour.
Fans are yelling, we want it out.
I dropped down and threw him kind of a sidearm running fastball, and I got right in on his hands.
Little soft pop-up. Petrucelli will take it. He does. The ballgame is over.
They've waited since 1946.
They're just mobbing Jim Lonnberg, and what a day this is.
Was something that kids dream about their whole lives.
And they're taking your clothes off.
Yeah, they were getting pretty pushy out there, but they were all just so happy, and you know.
They got his T-shirt, his sweatshirt, part of his shoes, as well as the Fenway sod and the numbers off the scoreboard. Fathers who warned their sons not to run on the field changed their minds, as Lonnberg heard.
And he sees all the fans, everybody around him is going on the field, and he looks at his sons and says, oh, what the hell? How often is this going to happen? So he runs out on the field with his kids.
In the World Series, Lonnberg and the Sox would lose to the Cardinals in the seventh game. The Globe headline read, "The slipper wouldn't fit." But for Fenway, winning the 67 pennant was one of the greatest days ever. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.